Christopher Nixon, optometrist, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I am joined by the man himself, Christopher Nixon, from Christopher Nixon Optometrists. Hello, Chris.
Hello there, Ben.
Also with us in the studio is Evan Davis from the Often Heard. Evan, tell me, who are the Often Heard?
We're a new bluegrass band. We started last year, kind of born out of our previous band, which was called the Kentucky Cowtippers. Play bluegrass music, and we're based between Newcastle and Leeds.
Might as well be barefoot for how the ruins bruise my soul. Maybe I should tread lightly. This road has more memories than I have years to go.
So, Chris, how did you and Evan cross paths?
How it crossed was I was invited to a gig, concert, whatever you call them these days, by a good friend of mine. And we turned up and we were entertained really very well by these guys for 2 hours. There was humour, good music, and surprisingly when they told us that it was going to be some of their own stuff, that was good too. And I thought, maybe I could come up with some idea for a competition through Stray FM. So I contacted Evan and said I had this little idea. Let the listeners choose a new style for you, for your glasses.
Brilliant. So Evan, you are wearing your glasses now. Do you wear them when you play?
Yes, I wear them when I play. I wear them when I eat, cook, read, you know,
everything.
Walk about.
But you're in need of a new style.
Well, it was kind of interesting the way this happened. I'm used to getting emails after gigs, usually about doing another gig, but not usually about getting some new glasses. And my first instinct was, what's wrong with my glasses?
I thought perhaps we could make some aesthetic improvements in the lenses, because being up on stage with all those lights, you get all sorts of reflections off the lenses. So it's most important we do a really high-quality coated lens that allows the listeners to see his eyes, because the eyes communicate so many things during those, particularly those sort of, your music is very soulful, it's very moody, and you need your eyes to convey that. So that's where I was thinking.
So Chris, clearly you are a man who knows his stuff. When it comes to choosing the frame then, what are the key things a person needs to look for? When you're choosing the right frames for your face, what's the starting place?
Ben, as your listeners will know, I spend a lot of time in the examination room, so I pass on that tricky part to... Well, we're very fortunate. We've got a number of qualified, highly skilled dispensing opticians. And fortunately today, John Allenson was there. And with some input, a little input from Evan, we've sort of narrowed it down to three frames. And I think all three look great.
So we've picked these three frames, quickly describe them. If anyone wants to see the frames, they are on our Facebook, and you can go and vote on Stray FM's Facebook page for your favourite pair. And whichever one you choose as your favourites, I believe you're going to give him those glasses fully framed and glazed and everything.
We are.
So tell me a little bit about each pair then. The first pair is a lovely Tom Ford pair.
Yeah, Tom Ford, as people who buy Tom Ford clothes and all the stuff he designs, you don't really have to describe much of it. The actual item is all Tom Ford. Mm-hmm. It's very neat. It's slightly heavy looking, with a tortoiseshell appearance. It has the characteristic T on the side. Nicely made. Italian type styling. Very nice. Second one comes from the Netherlands, called a Dutz frame. Very nice. Blue with a nice combination. Very lightweight. Third one is Bevel. Now, Bevel is an American designer. They're made in Japan. This is crystal, so it's a little bit out there.
Okay.
Crystal frames, recently, the last year or two, they're coming to the fore. There's a sort of slight movement away from heavy tortoiseshell. Crystal may well be the new look.
And, Evan, do you have a personal preference so far? Not to skew the vote. Vote impartially. Vote with what you think looks best. But what's your favourite so far?
I'm leaning towards the crystal. I think they look kind of edgy, but maybe they're the ones for me.
Chris, you said,
very good.
You said earlier that the right coating needs to be on them to help with this.
Yeah.
What kind of coatings are we talking about here? Once he's picked his frames, what are you going to do with the rest of it?
Well, what we have to remember, if you have a non-coated lens, a traditional, standard non-coated lens, the lens will actually reflect 8% of the incoming light. So that's why you'll sometimes see people, you'll communicate with people, and you'll notice this sort of annoying reflections off their lenses. And it can sometimes almost put you off their conversation, or you don't concentrate on what they're saying, or in Evan's case, playing. But these lenses will have the best quality multi-layered anti-reflection coating. So they transmit 99.9% of light, and there'll be very few reflections off them.
So our listeners can go and vote for which pair they think will suit Evan best. If they go and see him play, they can see those in action. But there's something in it for them as well. Chris, you very generously said that one person who votes, if they choose the right pair, as it were, what are you going to give to them?
Well, you guys at Stray FM, you'll be able to randomly select one of those voters that picked the most popular design, and they can come down to see us, and we're going to fix them up with a complimentary pair of prescription sunglasses. If they're fortunate enough not to need a prescription, we'll fix them up with a non-prescription pair of sunglasses.
So they're going to use sort of their gut feeling. We've got pictures of you, Evan, in the glasses. How does it feel being a glasses model?
It's interesting. It's, hot smile on cue, but if you force it, then sometimes you just laugh.
Absolutely.
I think I was laughing at just having been a glasses model.
So if any of our listeners who vote on this want to see the new glasses in action, where can they see that you guys play live or catch any videos, etc.?
We play quite regularly in Newcastle and Leeds, and sometimes here and there in between near Borough Bridge sometimes. Just check out our website, theoftenheard.com.
Guys, thank you both very much for coming in. Hopefully, before long, you'll have a new pair of glasses chosen not just by Chris, but by our listeners to be the best suited for your face. Chris, if people want to find out more about Christopher Nixon Optometry, where can they find you?
They can find us very close to the railway line down in Starbeck, or they can visit our website on christophernixon.co.uk.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.